The audience at the meeting was mostly composed of high school juniors, sophomores, and parents who wanted to see the close-up program continued.
My name is Carolyn Kernvick, and I'm representing the sophomore class. And many students in the sophomore class want to go to DC. I know there's a couple in the audience out here. And we find that it would be really important to go there, learn about our government, learn about things we've never experienced before, and just immerse ourselves in our own culture.
So thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
As part of a broader decision last month not to have out-of-state travel, the board canceled next year's close-up trip. There had been no formal request for the travel, and the administration and board members had concerns over fundraising and what they thought was a lack of interest. Junior class president Ashley Kawashima and other students put together a petition asking for them to reconsider. 57 students expressed their interest in the program. Kawashima says community support was strong as well.
I got signatures from community members, which is in your packet, and I got about 160 signatures over a few days that I took it out and around, and I actually was getting phone calls from community members that wanted to sign it and support the close-up program, and I heard so much positive feedback from parents who had kids that went to close-up and from community members who had heard stories or seen kids that had gone to close-up or had gone themselves.
Close-up is a national program. During the students' week-long stay at the nation's capital, they visit monuments and museums and meet state representatives as well as peers from all over the country. Petersburg parent Carol Jensen emphasized that the trip is also an opportunity for students from rural areas to be exposed to cities and travel.
We want to raise kids who aren't afraid to tackle strange airports and subways and train stations in pursuit of higher education and job opportunities after high school. Then self-confidence in travel becomes a huge life skill for our island-bound kids. With the close-up trip to Washington, D.C., we have an opportunity to combine the best of what the urban and the rural lifestyles offer. We know there's no substitute for hands-on real-life experience. We can't rely strictly on books and TVs and computers to teach us about the world, especially for those students who are within a year or two of striking out on their own.
Another parent, Nancy Curtis, pointed out that the program does not dip into school monies. She said student fundraising offered much appreciated community services, like collecting and selling seaweed for gardening.
People want to support our kids in certain areas, and close-up is one of those things. And again, like I said, we certainly don't solicit our community. We do provide services. People are welcome to, you know, just like a store, when somebody opens their store doors, you know, people come in, and if they want to buy, they buy. If they don't, they don't. And it's very similar with close-up. We are not out asking for donations. We're not out, you know, badgering people, trying to get them to buy tickets to something. You know, most everything that we do is an opportunity for people to support, and most of them come looking for these kids because they want to support.
The board was very receptive to the student and parent testimony. Board member Randy Lantine said he had learned a lot about close-up since last month's decision.
I think a lot of this stemmed from the travel, out-of-state travel, being submitted to the district in the April meeting. That's when we look at that. So this was kind of an oversight, and then now it's in full sight. So,
school superintendent Rob Thomason said he was impressed with how proactive students had been about seeing that the close-up program was retained.
This is how a government functions, and I couldn't be happier when I met with Ashley over there, and I got done talking to her. I said, that is maturity. That is how you deal with it. You go out and you get support, and you come in a reasonable manner, and you say, did you think of this? Did you think of that? Did you know this? And I'm going, no. No. And so it was just awesome. So I commend the kids for the process. This is what it's about. This is what you will hopefully experience in Washington, D.C. This is a microcosm of that process.
I move to approve the Washington, D.C. close-up travel for the 2010.
The four board members present, Lantine, Sarah Holmgren, Bree Hayes, and board president Jean Ellis, voted unanimously in favor of continuing the program next year.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. And thank you all for all your time.
In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.